joining us from the Lady Indian Volleyball team. Thanks a lot for getting up early and coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to see you guys. So we can preview a little bit in just a little while, but you guys have a match tonight against Marcellus, right?
Yeah.
First time you guys have played Marcellus this year?
Yeah.
Okay. The season for you guys going as you had hoped? Is it a little bit better than you hoped? Not quite where you were hoping to be this time of year? Where do you guys sit, do you think?
Right now, we're still learning to play with each other, and we have to do it quick because as me as a senior and her, we've played with the older girls. So we have a whole new squad this year, so we're still learning to play together. Okay. But I think we're going to surprise people.
So Mackenzie and Janelle, you guys are seniors?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. All right. And Megan?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. All right. Now, each one of you, how long have you been playing volleyball?
I've been playing since pretty much I was a freshman. I was on JV, and then I got moved up to varsity for districts.
Okay.
And then I've been on varsity for, like, the rest of those years.
Okay. Mackenzie, how long have you been playing?
I actually didn't play my freshman year. I've been playing for 3 years.
Okay. And Janelle?
I've been playing since freshman year, so I'm a fourth year this year.
All right. What got you into playing volleyball? Was it anything in particular that I have a feeling Mackenzie's got a really good story to tell.
Okay, so I used to tell myself I was never going to play volleyball, but I grew up with Janelle, and I used to be into the cheerleading, and she had trampolines, and I always wanted to play on those. And one day she was like, "You're playing volleyball, like, we're gonna do it." I was like so mad at her. I was like, "I don't want to do it." So she like forced me to get to the tryouts, and I was like, "Whatever." And ever since then, I can't imagine playing, like, not playing it.
So Janelle, did you bring like a trampoline to tryouts just to get her?
Oh no, I just forced her to stand on the ground and just threw the ball at her and hoped the best.
And it's all worked out.
Yeah.
What got you into it, Janelle?
I really wasn't going to play my high school years, but one of my friends from middle school just told me, you know, you should go out and try for it. You've never really stuck with sports too much, so why not?
Okay.
So I just went for it and stuck with it ever since.
Megan, what got you into volleyball?
Well, I started playing when I was in middle school, and so I just carried on because I always come to the high school games, and I thought it was so cool to be on varsity and all that. So, yeah.
Cause as far as fall sports go, because I always get mixed up with, you know, what's in what season. For fall sports, girls, it's volleyball, cross country, and is there another?
Cheerleading.
Sideline cheer for football.
So of the other two, if you weren't playing volleyball, what sport would you be playing in the fall?
Oh, I would do cheerleading because I used to do it when I was younger.
Okay.
So it would be like the go-to, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
You too?
Yeah.
I would probably do cheer because I can't run.
So cross country would not be a top choice?
No, thank you. I'd go for it still.
Yeah?
I've thought about it, yes.
Position-wise, where do you play in the court? Megan, where do you play?
I'm the first setter.
Okay. Is that a position that has come natural to you, or is there another one that you feel kind of more natural at?
I feel more natural at hitting, but I can set too, so I just do both.
Okay. And Mackenzie?
I'm a middle hitter.
All right.
Yeah.
Natural for you, or is there another one?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all you've done, right?
Yeah.
Janelle?
I'm a right side, but I could play wherever you need me to.
Really?
So, yep.
Okay. Any other sports or activities you're involved with here at Hartford?
I play basketball and softball.
Okay. Of the three, do you have a favorite?
Ooh.
You see, now you don't have any of your coaches standing around, so I mean, it's free game right now.
I'd say basketball, and I'm trying to play college basketball.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Janelle, anything outside of sports that you're involved in, by the way? Mackenzie? Anything outside of sports, or is it pretty much sports taking your time?
Sports.
Any clubs, or?
I play like a travel basketball. It's called the TAC in Kalamazoo, so that keeps me on the weekends.
Okay. Janelle, for you, sports or otherwise?
I play volleyball, competitive cheer in the winter, and track, but this last season I didn't do track because I started working, so I just took a season off and started working at Coloma Dairy Queen.
Okay. That used to be our favorite spot when my grandparents were still alive. They lived in Coloma. Would ever have dinner, let's go to Dairy Queen.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it was
so
Grandma
good.
That wanted to go to Dairy Queen, not us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's our last week this week.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. We're supposed to be closing this week, so come by and see all all of us.
I'm going to have to remember that, because all summer long, my grandma's favorite thing was just a plain strawberry sundae from Dairy Queen.
And oh,
I said,
yeah.
All
they'll make them with real strawberries and real juice.
They should pay you for this. Not just your shift, but promoting Coloma Dairy Queen. Of the sports you play, do you have a favorite one?
Yes, I'd say it's cheer, just because I've grown to love it. Now me and Mackenzie have kind of switched the roles, yeah. So I've grown to love it, and she's grown to love volleyball. So
that's worked out pretty well. Yes. Megan, any other activities outside of volleyball?
I play volleyball, softball, and basketball.
Okay. You want to plug work at all? I mean, do you work anywhere?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe you work at McDonald's or something like that. all right, so a little fun with you guys. I mentioned, what sport would you play other than volleyball this season? If there is a sport you can't see yourself playing, any sport in the world, if you watch it and you go, whoa, there's no way I can see myself playing that. Megan, is there one for you? That you don't think you'd be any good at?
Probably football.
Football?
Yeah.
I would play football.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would you play if you were on the football team?
Wide receiver.
I was going to say wide receiver. Janelle?
Probably football for me, too.
So no go for football?
No.
What about college for you guys? I know Megan is a junior. You still have one more year. But looking ahead to college, are you looking at any possibilities, either of you two?
I'm like I said, the college basketball thing. So I'm just going to see what happens, I guess.
Okay. Janelle?
I hope to pursue and keep on going into the welding career, because I'm currently in welding at Votech. So
oh, okay.
I'm hopefully going to get a job outside of high school and start from there.
Awesome. What do you think have been the strengths of the volleyball team at Hartford so far this year? Is there anything that stands out to you? It's like, you know, we've really got this going.
Well, our libero, she's really young. Mm-hmm. She's a sophomore. Yeah. And she surprises me a lot. So I think she's, like, when she gets her confidence down, like, there's no stopping her. So I can't wait till that moment hits her so she knows, because she's so good. She can be so good.
I just can't wait for the moment to hit her.
That's, like, a big part of our team.
Okay. All right.
I know our team in general is going to have that light bulb moment, mm-hmm. so I can't wait for that. Because we're learning to click, and I know it's going to happen soon. And I just can't wait for it to happen.
A lot of seniors, juniors, or is it a pretty young team?
Pretty young team.
A lot of sophomores.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I can understand what you're saying then. You're still looking to click a little bit before things go. All right. Well, very cool. Tonight is Marcellus. You haven't seen them yet this year.
Nope.
Home or away?
Home. It's home.
It's home here at Hartford. So keep that in mind. And what time?
6:30. Varsity starts.
Yep. All right. Now, do you guys like a setup like tonight? It's just you and Marcellus. Yeah. Or do you like a Saturday invitational where you're playing like 3, 4, 5 different matches? Do you have a preference?
Not really. I just like playing in general. So
do you?
Whatever game you have, I'm like, I'm ready for.
Can those like Saturdays, those invitationals, those can get pretty long, can't they?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, they can. All right. So tonight against Marcellus, come on by and cheer the Lady Indians on to a win. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Hartford Cross Country coming up next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The Rock 107 Road Crew. The Rock 107 Road Crew.
In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson. Michigan ACLU attorney Mark Francher says there's a disturbing and distinct pattern of racial harassment and intimidation within the Pawpaw School District.
He says it's exacerbated by the school's use of the Redskins name for its athletic teams.
There is a strong possibility, if not likelihood, that what exists in the Pawpaw School District is a racially hostile educational environment that possibly violates the Civil Rights Act and Michigan's civil rights law as well.
Pawpaw Schools Superintendent Sonia Lark had a written statement responding to the ACLU. She said the district, quote, has not received any racial harassment complaints from students in the past 2 years. These allegations are not consistent with the treatment of students and staff at Pawpaw Schools. We cannot control the perceptions that others have about this topic, end quote. Francher cites use of the N-word in anti-Latino language, as well as an incident where a Paw Paw resident was allegedly punched in the face for supporting changing the Redskins high school athletic team name. The ACLU is calling on Walmart to stop selling Redskins logo athletic clothing at its Paw Paw store.
We believe that the use of that name for the high school only contributes to the racial tensions that apparently exist within the school district.
Doug Cunningham reporting.
Police and prosecuting attorneys from around the state are pushing for a no vote on the ballot proposal in November to legalize up to 10 ounces per adult of marijuana for recreational use. Cass County Prosecutor Victor Fitz says that amount is significantly higher than the other states which have approved recreational weed, and he fears it will drive up crime, especially for border counties. And more than 200 positions being cut within the Red Cross Great Lakes Blood Services region as it scales back its operations. Last month, the American Red Cross issued a statement saying it had made the tentative decision to limit operations, mainly mobile blood drives, in the Great Lakes region starting in November. In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
You've heard of Plancher's Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport? Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plancher's, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plancher's Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Hartford High School this morning. The road trip brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools, Audubon Imports, Plangers Furniture, Waterville Public Schools, and Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. We turn our attention to Hartford Cross Country right now, and Adriana Morso, Jamie Smith, Aldo Acevedo, and Joey Lemkuhl are joining us. And thanks, you guys, for getting up. And I guess first question for you is, what, it's almost 20 after 7. What time do you normally get to school?
Well, I normally get to school around 7:30.
So it's a little early for you.
Yeah.
Joey, what time for you?
I usually push it maybe like 8 minutes before class starts. You
know? My kind of man. All right. why get here early when you can accomplish the same thing getting here right at the very last
minute?
Exactly. So it's really early for you.
I usually wake up early, but I'm just laying around until I have to leave.
Jamie, how early do you normally get into school?
6:30.
Oh, 6:30. Wow. We were leaving the station. You were already here. What do you do at 6:30 in the morning? Do you just come in and work out, or is it
No, like I get up at 6:30.
Oh, get up. Okay.
I get here around like 7:20.
Okay. All right. So this is your normal time. Adriana?
I get here at like 7:30.
Okay, so pretty close to your normal time. So cross-country season for you guys. First of all, Adriana, what year are you in?
11th.
So you're a junior.
Yeah.
How long have you been running cross-country?
2 years.
All right. Yeah. You like it?
Yeah.
What got you started?
I did track my freshman year, so I just like carried on to cross-country.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So track and cross-country coaches can be pretty persuasive. Was it you that decided to run cross country, or did the coach come to you and say, you're running track, you should do cross country
too?
Yeah, coach. That was that.
Yeah.
Aren't they persuasive?
Yeah.
It's something about track and cross country coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say no to them. It's strange. Jamie, for you, what year are you in?
I'm in 10th.
Okay, so you're a sophomore. How long have you been running?
This is my second year.
Second year.
Mm-hmm.
What got you interested in running cross country?
I actually ran cross country in middle school.
Okay.
And I'm also on the track team too.
Okay, all right. So you like it then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the two of you, when I ask this question, a lot of times I get surprised. You run track as well. Adriana, what events in track do you run?
The mile, the 2 mile relay, and the opening 100.
Okay, so because there are some cross country runners that will, the longest run they'll do is the 800 or below. So yeah, I would think you run cross country, you're gonna do the 2 mile, you're gonna do the mile, but you do the mile and then the 2 mile relay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jamie, what events do you?
I'm actually in hurdles and then I run the 800 too.
Okay, so of the two sports, Do you like one better, cross country or track?
A track. I like track.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably like track better too.
All right. So jumping over the hurdles, that's better for you than running 3 miles.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Alba, for you, what year are you in here at Hartford?
I am in 11th.
Okay. How long have you been running cross country?
This is my first year.
First year. Yeah. What got you interested in doing it?
Well, the coach went up to me and he was like, "Hey, I mean, you do track, you should do cross country. You'd be a good runner." So I was like, all right, I'll try cross country this year.
So when I was talking to Adriana and Jamie, you fell victim to a persuasive cross country coach. Did it take much convincing, or you thought, all right, I'll give it a try?
Nah, I just said, I'll give it a try.
All right.
It seems fun.
Are you liking it so far?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Joey, what year are you in?
I'm a junior. It's my first year.
First year. Now, what got you? Let me guess. The coach persuaded
last
you.
Year, whole last year, coach was trying to recruit me, and I said no because I didn't have any like friends in it. And then he recruited Aldo, and then he got me to join. So the coach strikes again.
So if Aldo persuaded you to do it, that then leads me to believe that Aldo is going to be a track or a cross-country coach when you get out of school. I mean, you've got that persuasiveness about you.
Oh, yeah.
When you go into the season, now, all four of you, is there a particular time that you wanted to, now for you, Joey, this is your first year running. Was there a particular time right now that you really want to hit before the season is done?
I want to get in the 18s at least.
Okay. How close are you?
19:28.
Nice. For your first year, that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Aldo, for you, any particular time you wanted to set?
I try to hit the 19s before the season ends.
Okay. And pretty close?
Yeah, I hit 2016 so far.
Oh, piece of cake.
Yeah.
You can get that.
I'm right there.
You're right there. Jamie, for you, is there a particular time?
I want to get like in the low 22s.
Okay. How close are you?
I run like a 23:16 right now.
All right. So you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of season yet to go. Adriana?
I'd say like the 20s.
Okay. Yeah. And how close are you to what to get?
21:49, I think.
All right. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. When and I asked you guys this before we got started. I don't know if Joey might be able to answer this question, but with it being his first year. But is there a cross-country course that you guys have run? You go, I love this course. It's kind of hard to love something when you're running 3 miles. I know that because I've been there and I've done that. But is there a course that you like running?
I'd say like the Decatur one from last year. It was like really like fast and like no hills, no nothing like that. So yeah.
Is there a course that you want to go up to coach and say, please don't have us run this course again?
Yesterday's course at Bloomingdale.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty hilly. Mm-hmm. What was?
Yeah, it was like sticks like on the floor. I don't know, like it was like a whole bunch of hills. Like, ugh. No.
All right, we're gonna mark that one down. Jamie, for you, do you have a favorite course?
Probably the Minden course.
Yeah.
It has a couple of hills, but I just like it because it goes by like really fast when you're running it.
Okay. Is there a course that you don't look
probably
to?
Bloomingdale?
Yeah.
The one that we ran yesterday.
I guess maybe they do that. On purpose, maybe home course advantage. Yeah, they run it enough or they're used to it. Aldo, do you have a favorite course that you like to run?
Definitely the Mending course. It went by really quickly, and that's where I PR'd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. A course you dread running.
I'm going to have to go with them on this one, the Bloomingdale course. I don't want to run that one again.
Joey, have you had time to find a course that you've liked so far?
Yeah, I did like the Bridgman one, but it wasn't early in the season, so... I could have done better, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Has there been a course that you've run so far this year?
Well, Bloomingdale's only been the difficult one this year, and it was definitely not fun.
Note to Bloomingdale. You've got a tough course, and people don't like it. No slight against Bloomingdale, because I get it. It could be a home course advantage. I asked the ladies with volleyball, and I'll ask you guys, if you weren't running cross-country... is there a sport that's offered in the fall that you might be playing? Or would it be, is it cross country or nothing? Or would there be another sport you could see yourself playing? We'll start with Joey this time. Is there another sport in the fall that's offered here at Hartford that you might play or No.
No, not at all.
No?
No.
It's cross country or nothing for
yep.
you.
Yep.
All right. Aldo?
Well, technically, it's not a sport. We have a club, the powerlifting club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I do that in the fall.
You do?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh,
yeah,
I might do that, too.
Okay. Yeah. I know of other schools that do that, and they love it. That's very cool. Jamie, for you?
It'd probably be cross country or nothing, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah, same.
Same for you?
Yeah.
All right. Other sports that you play, or either currently or have played in the past, other than cross country? Adriana, for you, any other sports that you've played?
Just track.
Okay. Is there a sport that you, there's no way you could see yourself playing?
Basketball.
No?
No.
Is it the dribbling, or is it the shooting, or is it both?
Everything.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Jamie, for you, other sports that you've participated in?
I also do track.
Okay. A sport that you can't see yourself?
I used to play basketball, but I can't see myself playing basketball since I quit playing.
Okay. Aldo, for you?
I've played football and basketball before, but, I mean, I liked football, but cross country seemed more that I would be good in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did cross country this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gonna try basketball again or no?
No.
No? Once is enough or a few times?
Yeah.
Is there a sport you can't see yourself playing?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, okay. And Joey, for you, other sports?
I played baseball every year and basketball my freshman year.
Okay. You gonna stick with them, those two, or change it up a little bit?
Not basketball, but baseball every year for sure.
Okay. Is there a sport you can't see yourself playing?
Wrestling and soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you guys, when you're not in school and you're not at practice running a meet, your favorite thing to do? Doesn't have to be sports related. Is there one thing that, is it just doing nothing? Is it hanging out with friends? Is it, you know, going somewhere? When you have me time, I like to call it. What's your favorite thing to do?
Watch Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite thing on Netflix?
The Vampire Diaries.
Ah, all right. All right. Jamie?
Probably sleep. I like sleeping a lot.
I got you there. Aldo?
I like watching YouTube.
Okay. All right. And Joey?
Yeah, probably YouTube.
YouTube? After practice, and you guys can go grab a snack food, what's your go-to snack food? After practice, or even after a meet, what's your go-to snack food, Joey?
Cashews, for sure.
Oh, cashews are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might mix it up with pistachios once in a while, but cashews, yeah. That's good stuff. Aldo?
Usually after a meet, I always get home and eat peanuts right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jamie?
Probably granola bars.
Granola bars?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, granola bars, too.
Okay. Yeah. So none of this is junk food. Do you have a favorite guilty pleasure when it comes to junk food? Because, you know, like cashews, peanuts, granola bars, that kind of, not junk food. So is there a favorite junk food, a guilty pleasure that you like to eat? Aldo?
I do suffer from eating a lot of cookies.
Oh.
Not going to lie.
I can see. Well, you see, like when I ran cross country, there used to be a convenience store kind of around the corner from school. And, you know, here you are, you're running cross country, you're thinking it's a healthy sport in this. After practice, we would go down there and get candy bars and pop after every practice. I mean, it cancels each other out as far as health goes. But so that was me, candy bars and pop. Joey, do you have a favorite guilty pleasure?
Definitely candy.
Candy?
The sweet stuff especially.
Yeah. It's tough to put yourself away.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Probably McDonald's. I like eating McDonald's a lot, even though my coach says not to eat McDonald's.
Well, I don't. Your coach isn't around the corner. Okay. So you're good then. Adriana?
I'd say like pizza. But yeah.
Oh, can't go wrong with pizza either.
Yeah.
All right. So what's up next on the schedule for you guys, cross country?
We have a meet this Saturday at Bangor.
At Bangor.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I would assume a big invitational. Or is it? It's not.
Yeah.
Are you in Bangor and probably several other schools?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming on, and good luck the rest of the season. And you know, believe it or not, I mean, it seems like school just started, and it did. But are you guys about halfway through your schedule? I think some sports are pretty close to being halfway through their schedule already.
I think so, yeah.
Not quite. Getting close to halfway.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and real quickly, too, how much running do you do during the summer, getting ready for the season? Do you do a lot of running during the summer?
We have practice Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you do a fair amount of running during the summer. Okay. And then Jamie, do you, same thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Joey, for you, this being your first year in cross country, did you run a lot during the summer?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
He says with a smile because he's saying what the coach wants to hear.
Yep.
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
Aldo?
I'm with Joey on this one. I ran a lot during the summer as well.
Good for you guys. All right. Well, again, thanks a lot for coming on. Congratulations on the season. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Hartford High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Waterloo Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
In recent years, a movement has begun. It's a movement that takes consumers away from large, impersonal, big-box grocery retailers and introduces them to the people doing business in their very own communities. Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Just because you shop local, that doesn't mean the business is locally owned. When you shop at Rogers, you are supporting a local, family-owned business. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Rogers Foodland.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Lower prices under your car, we promise.
Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need.
We promise.
A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety to Pro. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car, we promise.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Hartford High School this morning. Real quick check on our scoreboard before we go any further. The scoreboard brought to you by Audubon Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe. Keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. Baseball last night of the Tigers losing to Minnesota 8-2. The Cubs lost to Arizona 9-0. The White Sox fell to Cleveland 4-1. Men's college soccer, Muskegon defeated Lake Michigan College 3-1. On the women's side, Muskegon defeated Lake Michigan College 6-1. In high school volleyball, it was Lakeshore over St. Joe. Michigan Lutheran defeated Lawrence. Lake Michigan Catholic was a winner over Countryside Academy. In soccer, Hartford defeated Bangor 4-1. Michigan Lutheran tied New Buffalo. Lawrence was a winner over the Countryside Eau Claire co-op team. And we've got NFL football tonight, Thursday Night Football. The New York Jets in Cleveland, 8:20 kickoff. Coverage begins at 8 here on WSJM Sports. Again, we're talking Indians athletics here at Hartford High School. Nick Blackmere is the athletic director and soccer coach, and Brand Manning, the football coach. Both programs having phenomenal seasons. So, first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for having us, by the way, Nick. It's always good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's always good to do talk to the student athletes. We'll start with you with soccer. Is it a season that you saw coming with the talent you've had over the last couple of years, or have they maybe surprised you a little bit?
I think it was probably predicted, but I think the expectation is always there for that type of success. However, we do have the largest senior class we've ever had with 12 seniors. So it's a good group that has been working together for a long time, and I think they're a little bit more focused than maybe they were 3 years ago.
Not giving up a lot of goals either, are you?
We do have a phenomenal defense. Our back line of Isai Ordonez, Nick Pultz, Farid Garcia, and Ulises Basilio are a very tight-knit group. Obviously, our two center backs are two returning All-Staters, so that helps as well, and they're good kids.
And football with Brad, you guys undefeated so far this season. You guys aren't giving up a lot of points either.
No. We don't have a ton of them, but they're pretty dedicated to the process throughout the week. And so when we go over things on Monday and we have our Learn Monday, they're paying attention. I mean, they know several different spots and what people have to do. And, yeah, you can tell they definitely believe in what we're doing.
Based on the guys that you knew coming up through the program the last couple of years, is the season you're having so far, did you kind of foresee that? Or are they surprising you a little bit?
Actually, most of them were real big question marks. We don't have a ton of seniors, and so a lot of our linemen and things like that, we knew they could block. We just didn't know if we were going to be able to make them block. Mm-hmm. And thus far, fantastic job. Some of our younger guys, Dave Fernandez, Yair Delgado, Goody, some of those guys, they hadn't played at the varsity level ever before, and you wouldn't know.
I hear, and this happens on almost every level for football, Class A schools, B, C, and D, the numbers are down. Here at Hartford, are you about where you have been? Have you seen a little increase, or are numbers down here as well?
We're okay.
Are you?
Yeah. Our group here, we pride ourselves on how many people we run out there and things like that. So there's no big effect to us.
Yeah.
We, as long as we can have a JV team, the kids can keep playing, we're fine.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I've noted of Class A schools that varsity numbers are down, and they don't even have JV or freshmen for whatever reason. But
we're still kicking strong here.
And I would think one of the reasons behind that is the tradition. Here at Hartford. I mean, kids have grown up knowing the tradition of Hartford football, and they just want to live it and breathe it.
They expect to be successful when they get up here. We have freshman kids who, you know, in eighth grade they were still feeling things out, and when they jump in here in ninth grade, they're hitting the ground running. I mean, it's hard not to, with the other three grades being as committed and dedicated to it. The intensity level ramps up too much for them not to jump all the way in.
Nick, a lot of times at Class C schools, you'll either have the soccer program being successful or the football team being successful. Not many times at, you know, mid-sized schools, smaller-sized schools, that you have both. You've got both going here in the fall.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I think it's a combination of great community and school backing. And also, I wanted to compliment Coach Manning. You know, he's only been at the helm at the varsity level for a little bit, and he has done a great job squeezing every drop of talent he's got out of his kids. He's got a great support staff. And on the soccer side, I do as well. It's a different type of kid for each sport, and the fact that we can be successful at both sports with good, healthy numbers, I think is a testament to the quality of kid and community that we have.
Do you ever have any the players that want to cross over, play soccer and football at the same time?
We do almost every single year, except this year is the only year that we don't. Last year we had a senior that was a great kicker for the football team and was also a soccer player.
It's a nice culture to be a part of. I mean, the success that's going through the school right now with all the sports and the participation, it's got to be a fun culture to be a part of.
Oh, definitely. I know the kids love going down and rooting on the soccer team and things like that when they get a chance. Nick and them sometimes will end the game a little too quickly for us to get out of practice and get down there sometimes. We've had multiple occasions where we send a big group and we're ready to go, and they're walking into the parking lot by the time we're getting there. So, it's just a lot of fun to go to sporting events and expect to do well. I mean, even with our volleyball teams and things like that, it's just fun to be around when you talk to somebody and everybody's being successful. I mean, it's There's almost no negative conversation.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, and like what Nick had mentioned, too, the community support. It's always fun in communities like Hartford where people come out and support the high school student athletes. It's just like when you ask, you know, what are you going to do on a Friday night? They look at you, in the fall, it's football. What else is there to do? Because they're going to come out and support, or, you know, when the soccer team is playing or the volleyball team is playing or whatever the season is. The community support here in Hartford is amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we have really, really great people here.
Mm-hmm. Biggest key for football so far this year? What's led you to where you are right now?
I'm going to say the fact that they were able to pick up so much as quick as they have. Last year, we installed the base of everything, and so installing the base of everything was great, but we have so many things that we can add on to it, and this year, we're getting all those little additions, and they're picking up very, very quickly.
Has the offense or defense surprised you the most? Or are you not surprised at all?
I'm not surprised by the defense at all. This is kind of what we've been doing for forever. My dad is our defensive coordinator. He's been doing it for well over 30 years now. So that's one of those things when in the fall, this expected that, you know, we're going to play pretty good defense. We bought a lot of equipment last year. Thankfully, we were able to raise a ton of funds. And so we have tons of tackling equipment and things like that. So we prepped ourselves this year before the season started. We wanted to be really good on defense. Offensively, I think that's the part that's been most entertaining. Last year, we were sort of handicapped with it being our first year. You know, they're just learning the basis of everything. And then we really didn't start scoring a ton of points till the end of the season, to when you can start seeing some of the little finer points of it and little tweaks here and there. And this year, we could do that a lot quicker than what we normally have been able to. So
I guess real quickly too, and we'll have a chance to talk to some of your players coming up in the next segment. How big of a win was that overtime win against Mendon?
Oh, it's tons of fun. Oh my goodness,
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was tons of fun. I think you could tell when we got to the school that morning. Our film guy Joe McMillan was here, and he had said, "Coach, they all have their stuff on, they're all outside, they're all waiting for the bus." And I mean, we're talking 20 minutes beforehand. And we had never, ever experienced that. I mean, the level of focus that they had going into it, they believed they were going to win, and it was great to go over there and do it.
That's awesome. Nick, for you, offensive side or defensive side in soccer, is there one that surprised you a little bit in soccer?
For us, one benefits the other, obviously. Mm-hmm. And in soccer, our ability to play good defense allows us to transition quicker on offense. So we're not a team built on superstars. We're built on a team of good chemistry and great kids that want to work hard. So our defense obviously doesn't show up in the papers and on the stat books quite as much, but they are without question the foundation of our success.
And I know one of our student athlete of the week winners is Roy Rodriguez from a couple weeks ago. He's having a nice season. For what he scored once or twice for you last night, and Joel Soto,
yep,
has also scored quite a bit for you this year.
Yep, one of our lone junior starters. Both of them are doing a great job. They share the ball well, and they complement each other nicely on the field.
All right. So what's up next for you? Got the win last night.
Correct.
What's up next for for soccer?
No rest. We play Kalamazoo Christian tonight, 5:00 at home.
And tough test. Do you know, are they pretty stout?
Yeah, they're a well-coached team. They typically always field a pretty good product, and should be a great matchup.
And your only loss comes to Hackett, and I think when I looked at Hackett's schedule, their only losses have come to Class A and B schools.
Yes.
And you played them well, too.
Yes, we Hackett is always, even though it's a regular season, it's got a playoff atmosphere. Kind of the running history has been is we've never lost them in the regular season, we've never beat them in the postseason. But we're hoping that they just flip the tables.
Let's hope so. All right. And football tomorrow night, Decatur.
Decatur.
Here or there?
Here.
Oh, it should be a good crowd.
I would expect so, yeah. Patriot Week, we'll have Patriot-themed uniforms with players wearing the names of soldiers or veterans or things like that on them. It's a wonderful week that we do. Nick has a ton of work putting it together, but it always looks great. And it's Decatur, and it's a long-standing battle between us and them.
So. Yeah, and you mentioned special uniforms, and one of your players has a chance to design that?
Yeah. We Nick sets up I don't even know what you call it, leadership conference type thing. So all of the the teams in the fall kind of send two representatives, and they do some games and things like that, get to know you type stuff, and then they eventually sit down at a computer and they'd design the whole look. So it's nice. It's really neat. Yeah, it was fun to hear their responses as far as what, you know, they were texting me through the process, like, hey, is it okay if we did this and this? And I was like, buddy, you go ahead, man. It's your jersey. Go ahead.
And the Patriot Week is a conference thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's a league-wide for all sports.
Nice. And so they have, during the week, they have their Patriot Week celebration. It's probably not always football because they may not be home, so they pick a sport where they do their celebration. Is that how it works?
Yes. So each sport has a designated day where they would present the jersey to the honoree. Last night was soccer at Bangor. Cross country had our league jamboree at Bloomingdale, and football will be home this Friday.
Great. Well, hey, congratulations on the season. Good luck tonight against Decatur. And you have Kalamazoo Christian tonight.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk to some of the players from the football and soccer teams as we continue from Hartford High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Brendan Heenan, ASC Certified Master Mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
While we're always here for you to get your European automobile back on the road, we like seeing you for regular maintenance too, including oil changes and AC service to keep you cool. Regular maintenance can help prevent you from having emergency breakdowns, often causing more expensive repairs. We're your local logical alternative to the dealership for all scheduled maintenance of your vehicle. Set a maintenance appointment today.
Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph, next to Ace Hardware on Niles Road.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Harding's is having a $1 sale. Fresh all-natural pork steak, $1 a pound. Idaho potatoes, 3-pound bag, $1. Rice-a-roni or pastaroni, $1. And Chobani Greek yogurt, $1.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly Market.
Time out for the number one pizza delivery deal anywhere. Right now, get a large two-topping pizza from Pizza Hut for just $7.99. Large two-topping pizza from Pizza Hut, just $7.99 when you order online or carry out. Score yours today by ordering online for delivery or carry out and never miss a play. Only available when you order online and only from Pizza Hut. Just $7.99 for a large two-topping pizza at PizzaHut.com. Oven hot pizza, fast every time.
Peak performance from athletes comes after weeks of hard work and practice. Shouldn't you expect the same from your heating system? Call the home team, the Crew in Blue, at City for the Triple Touchdown Tune-Up, just $85. The Triple Touchdown Tune-Up is a 21-point fall service check, including a combustion analysis report, keeping you and your family in your comfort zone. Call the Crew in Blue today at City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning and schedule your touchdown tune-up. Some restrictions apply.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip is at Hartford High School this morning. The road trip brought to you by Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, Waterville Public Schools, Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Autobahn Imports in St. Joe, and New Buffalo Area Schools. It's Phil McDonald at Hartford High School. And we wrap things up talking with some of the members of the football and soccer teams having very successful seasons. We've got Fernando Alvarez and Issei Ordonez, Corey Arnold, and Moses Barraza. Now, I'm going to imagine, based on size, I'm going to guess Corey and Moses are football. Yeah. And Issei and Fernanda, you guys are soccer. It's just a wild guess. I'm just waiting for you to go, no, actually, it's the other way around. But congratulations to with all four of you guys on the successful season so far.
Thank you.
Let's talk, first of all, for soccer, Fernando and Issei, for you guys. What position do you play? Fernando, what position?
I play a center defensive mid.
And now, that position for you, is that something you've played a lot, or have you played various positions in soccer?
I've played various positions, but, like, the team needed that, and I fitted that role, so I just played that.
Okay. All right. Isai, for you, what position do you play?
I play center back.
Okay. All right. Is that something you've played all along, or
not all along? It's been like 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. Only 2 years.
Okay.
Center back. Yeah.
We were talking with Coach Blackmore. The success you guys are having, not only goal scoring but defense as well. I asked him, but I'll ask you guys. What do you think has been the success so far of the season? Is there one thing or a couple of things that you can look at that's really been the secret to success for the soccer team here in Hartford this season?
Well, our center backs Nick and Isai, they're like really good at the sport, and like we've been playing together for a long time. I mean, when we're not in season, we play indoor, and we've all been playing together, so the communication is there.
Okay. Isai, for you, anything else that you think has been the key for you guys so far?
Took it
same
off.
Thing?
He took it off, yeah.
He took it right there. And then for Corey and Moses, you guys, undefeated on the season. Positions for you guys, where do you guys play? First of all, Corey, where do you play?
On offense, I play right guard, and on defense, I play defensive end.
All right, Moses?
I play running back and middle linebacker.
Okay. You ever ask, Corey, you ever ask Coach to give you the ball just to see what it'd be like to
all the time.
Really?
All the time.
Has he let you?
No.
Really?
He always says, you know, if we want to score a touchdown in 2 hours, we'll give you the ball. Other than that, I'm just the one blocking for him. So.
I got to touch base with Coach. You're on the goal line, and it's like, you know, second down and goal inside the one. It's like, give Corey a shot.
Right, a little fridge package.
Right, exactly, a fridge package, right. For you guys, what's been the secret to success so far this year? Hey, you guys are off to a great start.
I think it's really been the leadership between the seniors that we have. We don't have a lot, but the ones that we do have are really committed to the sport, and they really enjoy going out there and being with the guys.
Moses, for you?
Definitely showing up and keeping the numbers consistent. We're low on numbers right now, but, you know, everyone that shows up, it really helps. So when we keep showing up, we win.
Every win is a big win, but I asked Coach how big that win was for you guys against Mendon. That went to overtime, right?
Yeah.
How big of a win was that for you guys?
It was a really big win. You know, they haven't been beat in 2 years. They're a really good football team. And for us to go down there in their house and actually play a really good game and actually pull out the win, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. It was intense. It was super crazy.
I can imagine. What was it like afterwards? I mean, was it just...
It was like... It was so crazy. You didn't even know what to think.
It's surreal, really.
Yeah.
There was some moments in the game. Many other fans and some of the players thought it was over, but then we had to go back. And
we knew it was going to be a tough game. We knew they were going to come back. That's just how they are.
Yeah.
A great football team.
What was the week of practice after that like? Because you can come off a win like that and think, hey, we're going to be the kings of the hill. Did Coach kind of bring you guys back down to reality pretty quick?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yep.
And you did. I mean, the next game out, what, 23-7 over Marcella, so he answered it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a spotty first half, and then, you know, once we got to the halftime, we were like, we're really down right now. We got to come out. We just had that big win. We can't let up. And then it really showed when we came back out for the second half.
On the soccer side, Fernando and Isai, what's been the biggest win for you guys? So, I mean, you only got one loss, and I mentioned with Coach, it's to Kalamazoo Hackett, which is one of the better soccer teams in the entire state. And their only loss, I think, losses have come to Class A and B schools. So, I mean, you lost to a very good soccer team. Of the wins, is there one that stands out to you right now that's been a pretty big win for you guys?
I believe the best win was the one against Fenville, because they were also a pretty good soccer team, and we struggled a bit for the first half, but then we got together and we got the job done.
Same thing, or is there another one that stands out to you?
I think Aviation Academy, because their size of their players is just...
Really?
Yeah, they're huge guys.
Pretty big size
guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you guys playing a team like that, are they pretty physical? Are they a pretty physical team?
Yeah, they're physical, yeah.
Yeah. Now, can you guys play physical, or are you guys more finesse?
Yeah, they get physical, we get physical back.
So you guys teach them how to play a little physical?
That's them.
That's them.
We have no part in that. Yeah.
Now, I mentioned with Coach, you guys are scoring a lot of goals, not giving up much. Who do you have playing in goal? For you guys?
We have Rudy Martinez, another senior.
Okay. And Coach has been saying, just on the defensive side, you guys have been pretty good this year. Has Rudy come out to you and just say, I'm getting kind of bored right now?
Sometimes after the game, she jokes around with the defense. It's like, you guys could have let him by at least once.
And Coach is sitting over there, we're good. So he will come out and kind of joke around.
Yeah, he'll get a joke at us, but he knows that it's more important for the team to not let him shoot, don't let him have those opportunities.
Is there a big soccer match coming up that you guys obviously you can't look too far ahead, but is there one that's always on the schedule you guys always look forward to playing?
Well, today is actually a really important game for us, considering it's a Kalamazoo Christian. They've always been a good soccer team, and it's always a good game.
Yeah, and they play good soccer. Those teams in the Kalamazoo area play some good soccer. So do you guys look forward to playing Kalamazoo Christian, Kalamazoo Hack, those kind of schools?
Yeah, they're talented teams. Yeah.
How long have you been playing soccer, Isai?
My whole life, 14 years ago.
Really? Okay. Was it something that just the family played, or brothers, or dad? What led you playing soccer?
All our family's a soccer, really.
Okay. Fernando, for you, how long have you been playing?
I started playing when I was 6, in AYSO, and my family has always been about soccer, so I just got introduced to it.
Okay.
And I stayed in there.
Now, Corey and Moses, could you guys see yourself playing soccer?
No,
not at all.
You gotta stick with football.
Yeah, I got that AYSO slip about my third grade year, and I thought about it, but then I was like, no, that's just not my thing.
How long have you guys been playing football? Corey, for you?
I've been playing since I was in fourth grade.
Okay. And has it just been, everybody in the family's played football, and so Corey's going to play too?
Yeah, I had a cousin on the state championship team here, Sean Genereau, so it's been in the family.
Yeah, definitely. Moses, for you, how long have you been playing?
Since flag, and just ever since, never stopped. So.
Now, is there a game on the football schedule you guys always look forward to playing? Decatur.
Yeah.
All right, because we're not looking to give Decatur any bulletin board material, but that's always a game that you guys always look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one where when you guys and Decatur walk off the field, you're going to feel it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
All right. Now, let me ask you guys now this. If you weren't playing football, and you had soccer and cross country, any other fall sports for guys? So you had to pick one. And if it wasn't football, Moses, would it be soccer or cross country or nothing?
Cross country.
Cross country.
Cross country.
Cross country.
Yeah.
All right. And then Fernando and Isai, if it wasn't for soccer, you could either play football or run cross country. Yeah. What would it be?
I would probably play football because I hate running just for the fun of it.
Great answer. Isai, for you?
I played football.
You would play football?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Any other sports that you guys play here at the Hartford outside of soccer?
Outside, we play everything.
You do?
We just for fun.
Oh, for fun.
Yeah.
But varsity-wise, is it just soccer for you guys?
And then track.
A track. What do you run in track?
400 and 800.
Okay. Mm. Ever going to do the mile or the 2 mile?
No.
Hurdles? No. I'm trying. Fernando, for you, any other varsity sports?
No, I don't play no other varsity sports.
Okay. And then for Corey and Moses, any other varsity sports that you play?
I'm on the powerlifting team and the track team.
Okay. What do you do in track? Oh, I'm going to get
throw.
I was going to say, shot, disc?
Yep.
No hurdles?
No hurdles.
Now, have you ever gotten a team together to do the 4x100? The throwers. Have you ever gotten together and do a 4x100
relay? No, we haven't. We've talked about it, but we haven't done it yet.
You got to do that before.
I've been thinking about it.
Moses, for you, any other varsity sports?
Just basketball and football.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the season, both soccer and football. When I mentioned to Coach Blackmer about coming here, it's, you know, just the environment here at Hartford is phenomenal in itself. But then the successes that you guys are having, I really wanted to come and have a chance to talk with you guys and talk about the success. So good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you,
guys. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Hartford High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Max Foligno from New Buffalo High School. Here at New Buffalo, we pride ourselves in our small class sizes, $25,000 scholarships to all graduating seniors, our one-of-a-kind radio station, our advanced smart lab, our hand-built CNC machines, and also in the fact that each student receives a MacBook Air for the school year. There's even a rumor one of the school buses has Wi-Fi. Nice. NBHS, creating a culture of learning and respect.
Visualize your backyard or patio. Now imagine a total makeover. Second Nature Gardens and Master Designer Troy can help.
We've got a program where we can actually take pictures of an area that you want to develop, put them in a program, and kind of show you what the area is going to look like when it's completed. It's just a great tool and really helps people to be able to visualize what they're going to get.
Troy can translate your backyard dreams into exciting but affordable reality at Second Nature Gardens.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, ProMaster, and Mazda. I don't know if you folks go to the Detroit Auto Show or Chicago Auto Show, but kind of fun to see what the future is and see what's new. And if you went to the Mazda display, you'd see a Mazda Miata spinning on a turntable. If you go over to the Jeep display, you'd see the new Jeep Grand Cherokee with a 750-horse engine in it. It's a long way over there. You got to pay to park and do all that stuff. But guess what? Everything I just mentioned, we have on display here. So come to my auto show. Free admission, free parking. And we'd be glad to see you. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
In recent years, a movement has begun. It's a movement that takes consumers away from large, impersonal, big-box grocery retailers and introduces them to the people doing business in their very own communities. Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Just because you shop local, that doesn't mean the business is locally owned. When you shop at Rogers, you are supporting a local, family-owned business. Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Rogers Foodland.
And that is going to wrap things up for the WSJM Sports Road Trip from Hartford High School this morning. Big thanks to Scott and Michael back in our studio. Zach here on location here with us at the Hartford. Thank you to Nick Blackmer as well, the athletic director, and everybody at Hartford for joining us here on the road trip. The road trip brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. Audubon Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free. They're on M139 in Benton Harbor. Lower prices under your car. The WSJM Sports Road Trip. Our next stop is Lake Michigan Catholic next Thursday on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.